Nazi Review Group in USU is bringing in a pledge tracker to actually look at the stuff that we've done and see if we've stuck to those policies and kind of using it going forward for the candidates, or sorry, for the those who are elected next year, to make us a bit more accountable. Because at the moment we aren't kind of really there's not really a mechanism in place to properly judge our performance by the body that elected us.
And just quickly then, you mentioned how difficult the campaign was last year. Was it worth it?
Yeah, absolutely. I won't say at times it's one of the hardest jobs in the world. Sometimes it's the best job in the world. But I by no means regret it. It's been an absolutely fantastic experience, and I've really, really enjoyed it.
Okay, thank you very much, Sam Maguire, current USU president. Now we're going to be handing over very shortly back to the studio with Kat Suave and George Lane.
You have just heard our interviews with all of the presidential candidates, and you've just heard from current USU president Sam Maguire. But this isn't enough for us at URY, so let's hear what your president should be doing.
Candidate Interview Night 2015.
Union President Candidates Debate.
Well, that wasn't the introduction package, so what we will do now is we'll get it ready for you and press this correct button.
Candidate Interview Night 2015.
Union President.
The Union President is the figurehead of USU. They lead the Union and are responsible for maintaining its reputation and democratic values. The President has to represent the views of the student body in discussion with the university and external bodies. But the President is not just the face of USU. They work behind the scenes attending university committees and overseeing campaigns.
So we're now going to move over to the presidential debate. This is the URY President's Hour on Candidate Interview Night. And joining me in the studio, we have all five candidates, if you want to say hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, this is going to be quite a tough interview. You've had your 7-minute long individual interviews. This is the opportunity now to debate amongst each other. As we were discussing whilst we had that fantastic Green Room link from Sam Maguire, there is a lot of contentious issues around your campaigns. Some of you are kind of directly contradicting each other, especially in terms of costs and kitchens and food and that sort of thing. So throughout this debate, we will be trying to incorporate the messages that we're getting in alongside the pre-prepared questions. To begin with, we've had a lot of chance to sort of talk about campaigns and policies, and year in, year out, campaigns and policies are put forward, especially by the presidents, and it isn't always followed through. It's a difficult thing. It's making people apathetic. It's making people not feel engaged with USU. As presidential candidates, I'm going to start with Sam on this side. What sort of commitment do you want to give to your policies? There's been proposals that we should have an ability to remove full-time officers from their job mid-post. That is something that currently does exist. It is in the bylaws, but it's never been used, or not certainly the last few years. Would you say this commitment needs to be re-emphasised by the current candidates? And if you don't keep to your policies, do you expect a P45 in December?
Yeah, I definitely think that all full-time officers should be held much more accountable than they are. So a lot of people might run for it as a laugh because it's just a year or whatever, but that's not good enough. And so holding like half-term reviews and actually having the media look into what have you done and are you sticking to your policies, I think is a brilliant idea, and people should be actually doing their job and being held to account if they're not.
And Ron, what if people don't follow their policies? Well, you've got some quite unique policies. How do you follow through with that?
Well, this is the thing. I have to disagree with Sam here about like people doing it for a laugh. I don't think anyone's ever done it for a laugh. And the fact is, as well, like I think you do have to go through on everything. I will definitely try my best. The only thing I've already worked out that with the butterbeer policy, I've already worked out that tax might be quite high, but I will sort this out. I have an accountant in the Cayman Islands. We can deal with this.
And Ben, seriously, your policies, you've got quite a lot of active policies.
Yeah.
You've had previous experience where you've run for election before.
Yeah.
How important to you is the commitment of these policies, and what happens if they're broken?
I think it's hugely important. I mean, although we are elected and everyone has their say at the start, I mean, if you get the role, you're paid to do it, and you're paid for a year to keep working for students and to make the most of the role. And if you're not doing that, I think you should definitely be called up on it. I was reading an article going through all the new stuff, and I think like 6 or 7 years ago, there was a full-time welfare person who got welfare who was got votes of no confidence because she attacked a student in town and stuff like that. I mean, although that's not policy related, I think it should happen in certain circumstances because ultimately you're representing the union, you're representing the student population, and you should be held to account.
So Ollie, as far as you're aware, would you be supporting of a vote of no confidence policy for full-time officers, or is it something that you think is a little bit too far?
No, I mean, once you've made all these promises, I think you definitely should stick with them. I mean, I just think I've made fairly reasonable promises. I think you shouldn't go in thinking you're going to change it and overhaul and everything and become, you know, start something brand new. But I think, yeah, definitely, if you're not doing your job, you shouldn't be doing it.
And George, you don't want to become like a party of a particular coalition government where they break promises. Yourself coming in as a sort of an outsider USU candidate, you're running on that sort of motive and some quite clear policies. Mm-hmm. What happens if you don't happen?
Oh, not to sound like a parrot repeating everyone else before me, but in the same sense, you're paying someone for a job. If they're not doing it, they don't deserve to be doing it anymore.
Fantastic. Now that I've got that question out of the way, I thought I'd hold you all to account. We've got that there, so voters and listeners can remember that for the year to come. Quickly now, for the rest of the debate, we're going to talk about your policies themselves. We're going to realise whether they are accountable, whether they are possible. But to begin with, in sort of one sentence, starting with George, what do you think the role of president is? We've got other full-time officers with other responsibilities, but what is the responsibility of a union president, in a sentence?
You have to be the face and the voice of the student body, ensuring that they get everything out of their student life at uni.
Yeah, I'd say representing all the students at the university and to making sure they're getting the best student experience they can.
Ultimately, it's about leading. You're leading the SABs, you're leading the staff, and you're leading the union, and you need to be the face of it and the positive change. You'd be causing the positive change.
I think you need to be a lot more like Dumbledore and a lot less like Umbridge.
As well as the sort of figurehead side, I agree with Ben that it's a lot about leadership, but you've got to remember that you're the chair of the trustee board for a £6 million charity. Like, there's a lot of responsibility and you have to be able to be mature and handle that as well.
Now, I'm glad we picked up on that idea of responsibility. It's a very serious role, and we need to treat all the policies with a lot of seriousness. With that in mind, campaigns can get a little bit intense, they can get quite funny, they can have funny campaign captions, people associate names with things like that. So it's all about getting back to a serious level. And there's particularly, I know in the past there's been a pirate who's been elected, and we have got some sort of jokes of candidates in the nicest possible way. Ben, what was the decision about the Frozen video?
I think, although there is a serious element to it, and I think it's a hugely important role, and policies do matter, I think you also have to take yourself not too seriously sometimes and just show the human side to you. And that's what we tried to do with the Frozen video. I also got my singing voice out, which I'm sorry for everyone. But yeah, but I mean, it's just about that, getting your voice out and not taking life too seriously sometimes.
And George and Ollie, it's come up on Twitter quite a lot tonight about sort of the presence on campus of these candidates. And a lot of people saying, not necessarily just president, but just generally, they haven't seen as much. Yes, there's key areas of cardboard area, and I know you guys have got signs out, all of you have got signs up everywhere, but how important is campaigning, or should it be really just about policies? Should your policies sell yourself, or is it about knocking on 1,000 doors?
No, it shouldn't be just based on policies at all. At the end of the day, you're choosing someone to represent you for the whole year. You should be someone who's personable, approachable, and more than anything, just someone who is a normal student.
Yeah, definitely. It's all about the policies, not just because, you know, you've got your face out there the most and everyone just remembers you when they're voting. So, yeah, it's definitely about the main policies and what they can do for you.
Now, if I can just interject here, obviously, I don't want to be repeating things too much. I'm going to give the other guys a chance to come in. We've had a message in here from someone listening at home talking about student media. Obviously, we're live here on University Radio York. We've got all the papers covering it. We've got YSTV and URY hosting the election results night, a big emphasis for campus media. And we've had the student activities on proposing lots of policies, whether that's possible. Sam and Ron, to begin with, what role do you see yourself playing as a representative, as a leader of democracy, and how will that link in with student media?
Well, I've had a bit of trouble in the past with the Ministry of Magic, and the fact is, there is a point where, if we're going to name and shame some journalists on here, Rita Skeeter, not a nice woman. Lovely person, actually, in person, but just as an actual journalist, very kind of salacious and... Is salacious the word? It's more like a hack, I think, is the word I'm looking for. And the fact is, yeah, I feel that this is kind of student media. You need to it's a very important thing. It gets the word out there. It gets everything that you... It's what a lot of people sort of recognise, both USU and everything in general. They use student media to get that. At the same time, if it crosses the line and, say, some idiot dresses up as a fictional character and does something stupid, I feel like if they the student media should be able to attack that person.
Okay, what I'm going to do now, I'm going to talk about all your policies. I think all of you pretty much mentioned this idea. It's to do with affordability on campus. Now, there's been proposals that we build kitchens on campus, we provide microwaves, kettles. There's been suggestions that the USU president works with NYSA or USU your shop to try and negotiate cheaper sandwich deals. Certainly, to begin with, if we can put it into two, or if you don't want to, you don't have to, but beginning with Sam, what would you prefer to see? Sort of investment in facilities or cheaper prices in shops?
So I think minimal investment in facilities like basic stuff like microwaves and kettles is fine. I think large-scale kitchens and complete restructuring is at the moment unfeasible. Maybe a plan for the future when all the new buildings are getting done, when Hes West is getting rebuilt. But at the moment, I would definitely push for working with the shops to make the facilities cheaper for students.
And George, do you know how much does it cost to remove asbestos from these materials? Or do you think it's going to be in new builds where we build these facilities?
At the moment, as I've been saying before, it's not about dropping prices in shops, because that's it's so difficult to try and get a business to change what they're all about. It's about offering an alternative. These kitchens, I'm suggesting at the moment, from the word go, they don't have to be fancy. Like, a few microwaves and a few kettles just in a corner of a room somewhere, well, like one in the library, some other places. Hugely beneficial to thousands. And then later, with having lots and lots of structure done on the campus, all you have to do is be like, excuse me, mate, do you mind chucking in a campus kitchen? And it's done.
Quickly come back into Sam before the others.
So the point about not being able to work with the shops, we've already started over this summer and already got them to reduce the price of some of the essential goods, and so that's a foothold we need to work on and actually get them to increase the number of stuff that students want at cheaper prices.
Ben, Ollie, I'll bring these in guys first. Do you think it's about affordability of prices, or do you think it's going to be microwaves, or do you think it's not an issue?
I think obviously the price is always an issue, because no one wants to be spending loads of money on a sandwich, but I can't see a couple of microwaves being feasible for like a queue of 1,000 people trying to use it in the library. So I definitely think just trying to work something out, reducing the price of food on campus.
Ben?
I think NYSA, I agree with George, it's a business and it's going to be really hard to push prices down. I've been in meetings with them and they're trying their hardest in the minute and they're at the lowest price possible. I think putting kitchens on campus is a fantastic idea. I think the problem with it is space, especially on this campus. Where would the kitchen go? I think this whole campus is completely full. It is about focusing on Hes East and ensuring that they have the facilities they deserve, so they need to have the kitchens over there and work with the new build over there, make sure that the facility is there for them.
And Ron, would you promote house elves getting involved?
I think I would. I think I've already, in my previous thing, we were talking about house elves, and sort of, I think once we've given them freedom by giving them socks, I think they would be more than happy to give us a hand. I think house elves, putting them in shops, it might cut prices, it might not, we don't know. It's just, but firstly, I think mainly house elves.
Okay, so now we're going to do some quick fire questions and a bit of discussion to see what your real opinions are. Last academic year, we had a referendum on whether USU should bring in student associations, remove JCRCs, and it was rejected as a whole, but some colleges did bring it in. Starting from Sam, do you think, what role should USU play intervening colleges? Should they be there able to intervene, or should we let colleges be independent from USU? How far, USU on the left or colleges on the right?
I say that colleges should be pretty much independent, but with USU there to support them if need be. So that's support, whether in legal support or minimal financial support, or just support in helping them to work together. USU should stay out of colleges because we have a three-tier structure at the university of support. We've got the student support services, colleges and USU, and they should all fill their own area.
Ron?
I think USU should be to the left of me, colleges to the right, and I should be here stuck in the middle of you.
Thank you very much. Ben, obviously, speaking from experience as a college chair, do you have any radical views?
I don't think it's radical. I just think from my experience of working with you, so it's really annoying when they try and interfere, because you're as a committee working so hard to do the thing you want to do, and you know your students in your college, and when someone comes in and says, no, you need to do this, or you need to do this, or whatever, it's really annoying, and it's not beneficial to the college or the whole system. USU should be there, I agree with Sam completely, supporting and not dictating, and that's completely my stance on it. I don't think there's any other option. I don't think it works. It's been tried before, and it doesn't work.
Ollie, are we committing to USU, or shall we get involved and help, maybe? Could it be a help?
Yeah, I think USU should be there to support colleges more. Definitely not to tell them what to do, but I think if they work together more, they can have more cohesion, they can work better, they can put on better events together, and they can give their students more, to be honest.
Finally, George.
As I said the other night, it should be viewed as a safety net more than anything. Kept at an arm's reach, but the colleges should be able to go to USU in times of need to be like, help us out.
Now, the final thing I'm going to mention tonight, lots of policies, people can obviously check them out on the USU website, on all your campaign pages. Experience is a huge thing for USU presidents. We've all got different levels of experience looking across this table. I just want you to briefly, if you can, in one sentence, outline why you think you've got the experience to run, as it's been previously mentioned, a very expensively run £6 million charity, be the figurehead for all 17,000 students. Can I start in the middle with Ben, and we'll move around this side. What experience do you have in a sentence?
I was college chair last year, and I won the leadership award at the university for it. I mean, I know how to work with people, and I know how to work with volunteers and work with students, and that's so important, and I think that's what I bring to it.
Ben, how about yourself? No, you're not, Ben. You're wrong. I do apologise.
This year I've been the volunteering officer within USU, and basically I've seen the great work that they can do, but I've also seen the little bits that have stopped positive changes, stopped events, stopped things happening, which I think I can improve and work upon to make everything better.
George?
Like I've said before, I'm not part of the student politician clique. I've never pretended to have any experience, but it means that I've experienced it all completely from the other end of the decisions, and I feel like I know what the average student at York wants because of it.
Ron?
I think my policies are quite clear when I drive up to USU in my Anglia.
Okay, and finally Sam.
So I'm a master's student, I've been here for 4 years, I've seen all the problems and have helped work on solutions to them by working in Societies Committee within USU, by sitting on, as chair, 3 different Societies Committees, sitting on Sports Committees. I have the experience of running committees, I have the experience of working on committees, and I have the experience of actually making things better for students in societies and clubs.
Fantastic. It's been an amazing 15-minute interview. It's going very quickly. Now, you heard it here first. Right at the start, all 5 candidates are committing to accountability. So all their policies they will be holding on to. And if not, they'll be the one explaining to campus media and to students in the future why they're maybe not hitting their policies. One final word to sum up the night. What would it be? Starting from George.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Best night of my life.
It's not one word.
Woo! Magical.
Great.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, that are your USU president candidates for 2015. Okay. We're now going to go over to the news. Just have a quick one, I believe. Are we doing the news? We are doing the news. It's just coming up to after 10 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in to the Presence Hour. Next up, we have more...